Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today, we are talking about the cycle of deception, and it is a great continuation of our previous conversation about the anatomy of disclosure, where we kind of broke down the difference between a bam disclosure, a massive one-time trauma and massive disclosure, and then also a staggered disclosure. And I actually wrote something about the anatomy of disclosure that I didn't share in our previous episode, so I just wanted to read it to you. And I wrote this. When dealing with the damaging effects of staggered disclosure, the deception you feel is a multi-stage process that profoundly and negatively affects your sense of self and your safety. Staggered disclosure is the process of trickle truths, manipulation, deception, denial, and blame, followed by more half-truths and traumatic information and damaging, earth-shattering details that send an individual spiraling all over again. The betrayed cannot possibly recover from one massive blow before the next is delivered. This is common when the addicted party is in the first through the third stage of change, which I go over in our previous episode. So if you missed it, Go back to episode 270 and check it out, because we talk in detail about those stages of change there. But I wanted to go back over that because one of the things I name when I'm writing about disclosure, I name, and I'm going to repeat it. I said, when dealing with the damaging effects of staggered disclosure and the deception you feel, it's a multi-stage process. And part of it is trickle truths, manipulation, and deception. Deception is where we hover today. We are talking about deception. So the first thing I would say in a cycle, it's cyclical. It goes over and over and over again. The first thing for a betrayed partner is suspicion. They start to suspect because you're so smart and you're so intelligent. And you're so attentive, and you are so probably hypervigilantly attuned to this other human being that you have a ton of suspicions. You're like, I see something is off. I notice something is wrong. Sometimes you might even ask, like, what am I doing wrong? Is it me? Am I the problem? But you have your suspicions. And at some point, sooner or later, you are going to move into the second part of that cycle, which is confrontation. You might do this in a lot of different ways, because I know that there is a lot of fear and anxiety that goes into actually confronting the addiction and naming it. Putting your finger on it, naming it, calling it out is a very scary thing, because you know that the addicted individual is to have a massive emotional response to you calling it by name. Okay? So the second part is you confronting it. You're like, I think this is a problem. what is going on here? You might not have the exact name like pornography or prostitution or anything like, you might not know exactly the behavior that is going on, but you know that there's a problem and you start to confront it. And then you go into the third part of the cycle, which is the denial of reality, where a betrayed partner, they have their suspicion, they have now confronted it, and then the active addict starts to deny that reality. You're just crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. Where is this even coming from? You know, you always blame me for so-and-so. And so they do this whole reverse victim thing. And we're going to go over that actually in an episode coming up. So I'm not going to dive too deep into that right now. But there is this denial of reality that happens in part of the cycle of deception. So now your reality is denied. And then there is the investigation. You're like, well, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills because I see it, I smell it, I notice it, I know there is something wrong. I'm being told that I'm crazy. So there's this crazy making going on. There's this gaslighting going on. So you're like, I'm going to go find out more. And so this also looks like a lot of different and very creative things sometimes. But a betrayed partner is going to go to some links, whatever links necessary to investigate further. What is happening to their partner? What is happening in this relationship? What is happening to them? You know, you will seek out to prove that you are not taking crazy pills and that there is nothing wrong with you. There is a problem. Your reality is just being denied. Okay. So then is the investigation, and then there is the accusation. Because you will then investigate and inevitably you will find more information, damaging as it may be. Damaging, traumatizing information, but you will take it and you will throw it back at the addict again and accuse them because now I have proof. I have proof. You see, here is the proof. I know that you are doing this behavior, right? And then you will get that staggered disclosure that we talked about, okay? That I talked about in our last episode, episode 270. And that I talked about at the beginning of this episode. Now, as part of the cycle of deception, you're going to get this staggered disclosure and the trickle truth. Well, I mean, like one time or the other day or just this one instance, or, you know, you get a little bit of what I call just smoke and mirrors with a little bit of truth, because the best way to deceive somebody is to give them a little bit of truth in it, right? Okay. So you've got this staggered disclosure. And then the next part is deception and bullying. Okay. You don't even know what you're talking about. That type of, you know, deception, the cover up, and then the bullying, right? After that, there is an ultimatum and there is bargaining. Okay. So again, shifting back over to the betrayed partner's role, you will feel like you need to draw a line in the sand. These aren't boundaries. These are ultimatums. If you don't stop doing this, then I am going to that. But they're, you know, it's not, they're just threats. Okay. They're threats. They're not well orchestrated boundaries that come from a place of healing, right? It's just, I'm hurt and I am scared and I am betrayed and I need to do anything possible to, you know, to control and to keep this from happening to me in the future, right? So, excuse me, you've got ultimatum and bargaining. And then from as the very last part of the cycle of deception, the active addict will look back at the betrayed partner and say, I promise I will never do it again. Okay. And we talk a little bit more about this in upcoming episodes. We've talked already about this previously when we've talked about narcissism and when we've talked about the narcissistic tendencies and characteristics that come along with the disease of addiction. So you're going to see the cycle of deception and all of that. Okay. It doesn't matter if it's sexual addiction and compulsivity, you will see this cycle of deception with any disease, any addiction. Chemical or behavioral, it doesn't matter. Personality disorder, you are going to see the same cycle of deception. Okay, and I'm going to walk through it one more time with you. It starts with suspicion, on the part of the betrayed party. And then confrontation, followed by your denial of reality. The active addict is going to deny that reality. Then the betrayed partner is going to investigate further, oftentimes accumulating many, many more traumas. And then the betrayed partner is going to accuse the addict. And then the addict is going to provide this staggered disclosure and half-truths and trickle-truths, really just as a way to continue the behavior and to also ensure that you don't leave. And then there is deception and bullying that comes when you're not really buying into that. Okay. And then so they kind of like take it a step further, and there's a lot of rage and there's a lot of anger and there's a lot of manipulation that comes. And then the partner will have an ultimatum and or bargain with the addict to try to minimize the behavior or to get them to stop the behavior. And then there will be promises on the part of the addict saying, "I promise I will never do it again." And then guess what? In a staggered disclosure, this whole cycle starts over again. That's why it's not like step by step by step. This is a cycle. It's cyclical. So after the promises comes the suspicion again, because the behavior is still going on. There's no active recovery taking place at this point. This is just a cycle of deception. And I just wanted you to be able to recognize when and if you are stuck in a cycle of deception of any type. Doesn't matter, like I said, if it's sexual addiction and compulsivity that your partner is struggling with or you're struggling with. Okay. This is for anybody who is feeling gaslit, for anybody who feels like they're taking crazy pills. I want you to recognize, let me think about this. Am I experiencing a cycle of deception in my relationship? All right. This is really, really important stuff, guys. So please like it. Please share it. Please email us. Please let us know what you're thinking and what you want more of. We are happy to help. And we will see you next week. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.
Hello. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it. But it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher-level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.